This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How hot is it in Texas? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It'll get to be 110 or more in Texas today. The operator of the state's electric grid is asking people to conserve. These requests come after Governor Greg Abbott there said last year that, quote, everything that needed to be done was done to fix the power grid there. We asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to give us an update from Austin.
It's hot here in Texas. Triple digits in much of the state, and residents and businesses are running their air conditioners to cool down. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, which is the state's electricity grid operator, sent out emails on Sunday evening asking people to use less. But it's just a request. Customers can choose to ignore that email and use as much electricity as they're willing to pay for. Now, some cities and electricity providers in Texas pay customers to use less energy, but in a lot of the state, that's not the case. Most Texans pay fixed rates for electricity, so there's no financial incentive to use less power during peak demand. Now, another problem here is that a lot of power is being generated far from where it's being consumed. And building the infrastructure to transport that power takes time. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And you probably know that creating new Bitcoin is hard. It's called mining, and it uses a lot of electricity-hungry computers to do the deliberately intensive calculations. Given that power crunch, Bitcoin miners in Texas are turning off their machines during the crisis. Crypto miners had moved to Texas for crypto-friendly regulation and what was advertised as low energy costs. Right now, 1 euro costs $1 US plus 1/3 of a U.S. cent. The euro hasn't been this low in 20 years. If you're not traveling to Europe or not in importing or exporting, why should you care that the dollar and euro are approaching parity? Because it's a sign that the U.S. economy is on sounder footing than Europe's when it comes to the medicine we have to take to cure inflation. I spoke to economist Jeffrey Cleveland at the investment firm Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
In particular right now, as your listeners well know, we have high inflation in the U.S., yet at the same time, we don't think we're in a recession, at least not yet in the United States. So that is going to give the Federal Reserve the opportunity to continue to raise short-term interest rates. Markets expecting another 75 basis point rate hike later this month. The global markets have less confidence that, say, the ECB, the European Central Bank, will also be able to follow the Fed in hiking. So as a consequence of that, the expectation is that U.S. rates will be higher. That attracts capital from around the globe, and that has pushed up the value of the dollar versus, say, the euro and a whole host of other currencies.
It's not just Europe. I had to go back 22 years to find the Japanese yen this low, 1/36 to the dollar this morning.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Pandemic created added burdens for new businesses, finding people, getting supplies, and now inflation. Yet, new federal data show new monthly business applications have skyrocketed during the last 3 years. Case study from Colorado now. Here's KUNC's Adam Reyes.
Juan Carlos smiles at departing patrons as lunch rush ends at his restaurant, Mexu, in eastern Colorado.
I know 80 or 90, if not more, percentage of my clients.
In 2019, he moved from California to the rural city of Yuma, population over 3,000, with his girlfriend, Maribel Ayon. About a year and a half later, the couple opened this restaurant. Carlos was less concerned about starting in the middle of a pandemic than Ayon was.
Him having the courage definitely led me to more having that courage as well.
Many decisions magnified the uncertainty. Yuma, more than 2 hours east of Denver, is a beef town, so the couple considered burgers at first. But that felt inauthentic to their experiences and identity.
So we just said, let's just embrace what we eat and who we are.
That's sushi and tacos. This fare is traditionally found in food stands along the West Mexican coast where they grew up. The couple says their bet paid off.
When you walk Main Street, like our block, you see cars, you see people walking around. I definitely see our sales go up each month.
State data show 18 new businesses like Mexu opened on Yuma's Main Street since 2020. However, the number of established businesses that folded across Colorado is also high. But some established businesses are benefiting from new businesses opening nearby, like the Orphanage, a classic car gallery and event space. It's just a short walk down Main Street from Mexu. The Orphanage closed for the pandemic's first months. Co-owner Ron Wenger, who was born here, says they kept the lights on using funds from his car repair shop across the street.
It's our passion. We're willing to invest money in it.
Since reopening, the gallery's hosted wedding rehearsal dinners, quilt art shows, and other events. Wenger opened the gallery with his husband, Richard Burney, who says new enterprises like Mexu help everybody.
It's nice to see all the cars parked down the street once again, because I've seen it pretty bare down here.
And then do you want me to use sushi with chopsticks?
Back at Mexu, co-owner Mary Bellayon says she's thankful for such a supportive community.
I always tell my employees, and I know this myself, when I pay them, I'm like, I'm not paying you. This is Yuma helping us grow.
And Ayon says she hopes Mexu helps build this rural community too. In Greeley, I'm Adam Reyes for Marketplace.
And London's Heathrow Airport is now limiting passengers with a new cap on departing passengers of 100,000 a day. They didn't hire enough staff at the airport, and people really want to travel this summer. The airport authority has asked airlines to stop selling more tickets via Heathrow for the rest of the summer. London's Gatwick won't help. That's already limiting passengers. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.